This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, Wells Fargo, Geico, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's Cole Pepper.
Well, savor this one, Jaguars fans. The final score, Jaguars 24, Titans 19. Jaguars win at home for the first time this year, and for the second time overall, the Jaguars are in the win column with that 24-19 victory over Tennessee. Welcome in the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. We'll have coverage from the locker room. Jeff Loggeman will talk with the head coach Mike Mularkey and the players, and we'll have analysis from here and up in the booth with Brian Sexton. But it's time now for our Comcast lightning fast questions of the game. The game has come to an end, so here they come with Marco Coleman, number one.
Yes, sir.
What did Chad Henne show you today?
Poise, you know, in the face of getting sacked seven times, he recovered each time and made some plays. I mean, he stood in the pocket when he needed to, delivered the ball, and let the playmakers do what they do.
Here are Henne's numbers, by the way. 17 of 26, that's 65%, 261 yards, two touchdowns, one interception, quarterback rating 108, and as you mentioned, sacked seven times. Number two. Where's the pass rush? Jaguars only sacked Jake Locker once today.
They must have left it in the locker room because it didn't come out at all today. I mean, with the front four, they didn't get much pressure at all. But when they did blitz, they were able to get a little bit of pressure, got the one sack. But the front four guys, they've got them, especially against this offensive line, they got to get better.
Biggest thing lacking for the Jaguars, I think, over the course of this year has been that pass rush.
Pass rush.
And number three, what does this win mean for the Jaguars players and coaches?
Oh, man, you finally get an opportunity to see your work come to fruition. You know, you spend a lot of time on the practice field, in the meeting rooms. They've been working hard, and now finally you get the fruits of your labor.
And the final score, 24-19. Let's get you updated on some scores from around the National Football League here as well. We start in Kansas City, where the Broncos got the victory 17-9. It was not as lopsided as many had anticipated. Peyton Manning throwing two touchdown passes, one to Jacob Tammy, one to Demaryius Thomas, and Manning ties John Elway for the most wins as a quarterback, as a starting quarterback, a stat that may or may not always tell the story, but considering Brett Favre's number one and Elway and Manning are number two tied, that's a pretty
Canton.
Good company to keep. To,
yeah. It's all about Canton.
Those, all of them at, will be meeting in Canton at some point by the time they're eligible. So Denver gets the win today, so that means Kansas City 1-10, the only one-win team in the National Football League after the Jaguars won today. In Tampa, this one went right down to the wire. Michael Turner three-yard run with 7:55 to play gave Atlanta a 24-23 lead. Tampa Bay had the football but could not convert as time expired, and Atlanta hangs on for the win. Another close win for the Falcons that have they've been making a habit of this year. 24-23. The victory. Matt Ryan threw for 353 yards today in the victory. Josh Freeman, 256 yards passing, but no touchdowns for the quarterback for Tampa Bay. Also a final. Miami has beaten Seattle 24-21. The long flight, and Seattle, who's seen Russell Wilson play so well at home, but just can't get it going on the road. Again, it was tied at 21 until the final minute and a half. Dolphins put together a seven-play, 65-yard drive, got in place, and Dan Carpenter booted it from 43 yards out as time expired to give the Dolphins the win. Dolphins rolled up 435 yards of total offense today, 253 from Ryan Tannehill throwing the football. Reggie Bush had 87 yards rushing, so they started to get things going a little bit offensively today in a 24-21 Miami victory over Seattle. Also, it's just gone final at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears handled Minnesota 28-10. They jumped out to an early 25-3 lead. That was the halftime edge, and coasted from there. A pretty solid defensive effort for both sides, quite honestly. Adrian Peterson was able to get away for 108 yards, but did not score a touchdown. Christian Ponder struggled a bit today, just 51% completion. Jay Cutler came back to play after the injury, was very efficient, 23 of 31, but just 188 yards and a touchdown in the game today as the Bears beat Minnesota 28-10. Those are the games that have gone final, games that are going on right now. 35 seconds left. Indianapolis just salting it away, leading Buffalo 20-13, and they're going to have to punt it away. No, it has just gone final after the punt. A 20-13 Indianapolis win over Buffalo, so the Colts win again, this time at home. Cleveland just seconds away from beating Pittsburgh 20-14. Steelers have the football and are trying to get it going at their own 16-yard line, but with 10 seconds remaining, this one's all over but the crying, and it is now all over, says Marco Coleman. 20-14, Cleveland beats Pittsburgh. We'll keep you updated on the other scores from around the National Football League, but for now, let's get the very latest from the locker room. Jeff Loggeman standing by with the Bubba Burgers Coaches Report. Jeff?
All right, thank you, Cole. Mike, congratulations. Been a long time coming, about 8 weeks, and first win at home.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and I'm just thrilled for the players that we came away with that. We, you know, obviously came down, like all games do in the NFL, comes down to the end, and our guys hung in there, and when we needed plays made here or there, we made the plays, and that was a difference for us.
Your offense and the quarterback you had playing in today's game, Chad Henne, sacked 7 times, but the way he continued to stand in the pocket, even getting sacked 7 times in a ball game, I thought was very impressive.
He's a tough quarterback. Took some hits, still stayed in the pocket, still made some of the throws. We had to make the throw. The throw to Cecil was, big-time play. But, we got to do a better job, obviously, protecting him. But, you know, he made some throws that helped us win this football game, and our guys made some plays again.
And defensively, you get a Dwight Lowry back, and sure enough, he's the closer again, makes the big interception there to close the game out.
You're talking about another guy that is tough, plays through injuries. Yeah, I know most of them are out there banged up, and when he shows up, he's going to play. He's got game, and again, big play for us, especially there at the end to ice the game. But it was a good win for these guys.
You didn't hurt yourself chest bumping every player coming in the locker room, did you?
I am still out of breath, though. I haven't done anything that physical since I played. So, you know what? That was fun. I told him at halftime my plan was to come in and chest bump these guys. I mean, we were going to win this thing somehow, some way, and I promised I'd chest bump every one of them. I'm not in shape like I used to be.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Congratulations.
Thanks. I want to say thank you to the fans, too. They're amazing. There's a great group here, and the support is just unbelievable. The players love playing for them, and we just appreciate what they did again today for us. And there's more to come. Just hang in there with us.
All right, thank you, Mike. And obviously there at the very end, we could hear the team fans chanting, "We are Jaguars." I thought that was outstanding.
Yes, it was great, and that's what we need. And the guys are—they're battling every week. I just want them to know they come in here and they want to do good for this city and this organization, and they need this fan support. And it was there today, like it has been every Sunday.
Right, thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right, that's head coach Mike Mularkey with the Coaches Report, brought to you by Bubba Burgers, and we have no update on injured players as part of the Brooks Rehabilitation Injury Update. Jaguars win 24-19. And we've got more on the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, live from EverBank Field after this pause on Jaguars Radio.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Think it's a 3-car crash. Expect delays in that normally busy area.
News Talk WOKV.
Depend on it.
We know that as a woman, you're busy taking care of everyone else. We know you exercise and watch what you eat. Okay, most of the time. We know you don't want to go to the doctor when you feel fine. Who does? But we also know that 1 in 2 women will develop heart disease in their lifetime, and that more women die from heart attacks than men. At Baptist Health, we're passionate about caring for women's hearts. It's why we have the only all-inclusive heart hospital in the region. And why we're the preferred provider of heart care in North Florida. It's also why we urge women to have a HeartWise for Women comprehensive heart screening at Baptist Health. Schedule your $69 screening today. Call 904-202-5669. We're Baptist Health. We know your heart. For more information, visit BaptistHeartWise.com.
Sooty's Pitmaster here. You know, there are all sorts of different styles of barbecue out there. But the best style of barbecue is Sunny Style. It's slow-cooked real pit barbecue, giant sweet teas, and southern hospitality. That's why Sonny's is more than just a style. It's the first name in barbecue.
Sonny's Chicken and Ribs, only $10.99. Get our mouth-watering chicken and ribs plus 2 sidekicks, garlic bread or cornbread, just $10.99. It's a lot of slow-cooked flavor for a hungry mouth to savor. Offer excludes baby back ribs.
Sonny's, first name in barbecue. I remember saying that before.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk WOKV. Depend on it.
The WOKV weather meter is a 7. It will be mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll see a high in the mid to upper 60s across the area. Tonight, clear and cold out there. We're going all the way down to 36 degrees for your low. Otherwise, tomorrow, nice day, plenty of sunshine out there. We'll have the high temperature reach 70 degrees. And heading into Tuesday, cloud to sun, high 68, maybe a shower at night. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Samuel for AM 690 at 106.5 FM News Talk WOKV.
All right, welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. 24-19 Jags win, and we go right back to the locker room where Jeff Loggeman is standing by. Jeff?
All right, thank you, Brian. Here with quarterback Chad Henne. And Chad obviously feels real good. It's been a long time since this team has won, and obviously first time this year winning at home in the regular season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think this group is – I mean, I've never been around it. They're such a resilient group. They keep fighting. They practice hard. And, you know, I'm just glad I can just step in and – you know, just be a part of this team and, you know, help lead this team.
Early on in that ball game, you got sacked a bunch. As a veteran quarterback, what are you thinking in your mind?
Well, I mean, you know, they're going to get after you a little bit, but you just got to stay strong, believe in your reads, and don't shy away from anything that you've been coached all week in practice. Just go out there, be yourself, and make the throws when they're there.
You got two young wide receivers that certainly have been developing this year, and Justin Blackman and Cecil Short. Your thoughts on throwing to those two guys?
I mean, they've been improving all year. I just really like how they get the yak yards after. They want to keep and fight for the extra yards. But they're in the right spots. I think they're just adjusting to the offense. They're understanding their role in the offense and know where to be in the offense. So I'm just really excited for both those guys.
How comfortable were you with the offense? Obviously not practicing a lot over the last 11 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot, but it's just getting in the books again, studying film, and just being prepared every Sunday like you're going to be in there. And, you know, I got my chance this week and just kept that same preparation as I always do and just go out there and make plays.
All right, thank you, Chad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's Chad Henne making his first start in a Jaguars uniform, 17 of 26, 261 yards, averaged 10 yards per completion, two touchdowns, one interception, and a passer rating of 108. Last week it was 126.8, so a nice beginning for Chad Henne as he tries to push forward. You heard Mike Mularkey earlier this week, and he said that this would be an opportunity for Chad to push towards becoming the starter, and today completes 66% of his passes, which certainly is a good beginning. His leading receiver, Cecil Shorts, four receptions, 105 yards, a 59-yard touchdown, his sixth of the season, averaged 26.3 per catch, and as of right now, leads the National Football League with 21.3 per catch average, passing Vincent Jackson over in Tampa. Justin Blackman finished with 5 for 62 and a touchdown, and Mercedes Lewis had four catches for 56 yards, and he is with Jeff in the locker room. Jeff.
All right, thank you, Brian. Mercedes, big win at home, first one of the year. Has to feel good.
That's the feeling we want. That's the feeling that we work for. You know, obviously, it hasn't gone the way we wanted to this year, but it feels good to continue to fight. And at the end of the year, getting close to the end of the year, we get a win like that.
Got a new man leading the huddle on offense. How did he do today?
He did a great job, just as he does in practice. Like I said before, he always prepares like he's the starter. And today he came out and, you know, did his thing out there.
Mike Mularkey coming off the field at the end of the game there. I got a chance to see the chest bumps there. It looks like he about hurt himself. Talk about him and what it's been like with him over this stretch of seven consecutive losses and today.
Well, his mindset has always been the same. You know, I think who he is as a person, you really can see it. One thing I really respect about, you know, a person is if they're the same every time. If you're not such a good person, be that way every day. If you're a great guy or a great woman, be that way every day. And he is who he is every single day, and that's how he's been, and that's how, you know, we were able to come out here and get a win because it's always been consistent.
All right, thank you, Mercedes.
You got it. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Mercedes Lewis. The Jaguars get 221 passing yards today after Chad Henne throws for 261 but was sacked seven times for a loss of 40 yards. First time since the Jaguars last won in Indy that they cracked the 100-yard barrier in terms of running the football. A seven-game stretch, the longest stretch in franchise history without gaining at least 100 yards as an offense. Parmalee had 8 for 45, a 5.6 per carry average. Started with a 13-yard run and then was in and out of the ball game with a leg injury. Rashad Jennings carried 16 times for 43 yards and scored a touchdown. Justin Blackmon had one reverse for 12 yards, and so the end result was 100 yards on the ground. Jaguars gave up 7 sacks, and you heard Mike Mularkey say that's something that will have to be addressed as we look forward to this team improving. Then we go back to the locker room where Dwight Lowry is with Jeff Loggeman. In the fourth quarter, his interception was the play of the ball game, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Dwight, big play at the end of the ball game to really close that game out. And then you've been inactive for a while. That had to feel real special there at the end to make the play.
Of course. First and foremost, I got to credit the teammates because they did a good job of getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quick. And I think it was DeJuan or
Russell Allen got the tip.
Russell Allen got the tip. And just made a play on the ball. I've gotten close to making plays on those types of tip balls, since I've been here. And it's good to actually have it fall in the hands.
How big was this win for this team at this point with where you guys were at?
In some ways it feels like a new season, just because of some of the stuff that we went through. We've gone through a lot of adversity, a lot of growing together. There's a lot of new stuff going on around here. I think people don't really understand that. And, now it feels like we're forming our identity now. And it's really starting to play out in the football games that we're playing.
First game back in quite some time. How's the body feel? It looked like you were kind of managing the game a little bit in and out. Kind of walk slowly to your locker. How are you feeling?
Feeling good after a win, but like you said, just trying to manage it, not trying to, we didn't play the Super Bowl today, so you just got to be smart and just understand game situations, and know how to manage things that you're going through in those situations, and that's what we tried to do.
Congratulations, Dwight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take a quick look at the Titans' numbers here. Jake Locker, 23 of 40, 57% completion, 259, a touchdown, 2 interceptions. And he had all kinds of time. The Jaguars only sacked him once. His passer rating, though, after the 2 picks, 64.5. His leading receiver in terms of yards was Nate Washington, who had 4 for 54 today. In terms of catches, it was Jared Cook, the tight end, 6 for 48. And you look at Kenny Britt, who is really their big play guy who's burned the Jaguars in the past, only 3 for 15 and a touchdown. We go back down to the locker room where Justin Blackmon is standing by with Jeff Loggeman.
All right, thank you, Brian. Justin, your first home win in your NFL career, how's it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's a lot of fun coming out here in front of our home fans, and to get that win in front of them, it has me speechless.
How was it with a different quarterback in the huddle today with Chad Henne?
I mean, it was definitely different, but, he came right in, didn't really miss a step. He took control of the huddle all week, and took control of the huddle out there on the field.
Where do you go from here? You got a new quarterback that's going to be kind of taking it for the rest of the way. Mike Mularkey talked about last week making it a 7-game season. So in this 7-game season, you're 1-1.
Right. We can only go up from here. Keep rolling, keep grinding during the week, and, just come out and put it all out there on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
All right. And looking at the numbers for the Titans one more time, the running game was key because Chris Johnson had over 100 yards rushing in the 3 of the last 4 games. The Jaguars held him to 20 carries for 49 yards, and in the 21st carry, he went for 31. And so he finishes with 21 for 80, a 3.8 per carry average. And Jeff, I'm not sure it was as important in the overall scheme of the game, but the Jaguars kept Chris Johnson from beating them today.
Yeah, I thought that was outstanding. That was clearly goal number one with a young quarterback and Jake Locker. I thought they did a real good job of limiting Chris Johnson, made him go backwards on multiple times. And also, Brian, Jake Locker really didn't hurt him with their legs a couple times early on, but then the second half, really nothing there at all.
We're talking a little bit about Lowry and his game-changing interception, but Mike Harris had a pretty good day today. His stat line, 5 tackles, a sack, 2 tackles for losses, 3 passes defensed, and also had the interception there to seal the victory.
Yeah, you could make a case that he was, along with Dwight Lowry, with that game-closing play, the defensive player of the game. Up front, they didn't get a whole lot done, but, and he had to play a little bit more, I think, than what he was expected to because of the injury or whatever happened to Aaron Ross and then also to Derek Cox.
All right. Jeff, thanks so much for your work in the locker room. We certainly appreciate it. Okay, Brian. Jeff Loggeman as the Jaguars win 24-19. And time for our Bud play of the game. And there were plenty of offensive plays out there that made sense. But, you know, I'm going back to the interception by Dwight Lowry, and here's why. Jaguars got a touchdown from Justin Blackmon with 6:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. 6:50 left to go. And so they're up 21-12, 9 points. You figure, all right, they got this thing going now because there's a young quarterback on the other side. And unfortunately, it wasn't that easy. They turned it over to the Titans at 6:50. 1 minute, 58 seconds later, Jake Locker found Kenny Britt in the end zone for a 5-yard touchdown. And, all, you know, game on now, 21-19. So then the Jaguars get the ball first and 10 at the 20-yard line. And a minute and 12 seconds later, they're back 7 yards and punting. Hey, they got a 2-point lead here in this ball game now. Things don't look good. The Jaguars punt it, and the Titans get it first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. And Chris Johnson is tackled for no gain. And on second and 10, Jake Locker took the ball and dropped back to throw, thinking he was going to find his guy.
Coming. Locker turns and throws, and this one is tipped and intercepted and going back the other way. It's Dwight Lowry. He's got blockers, and he gets to the 40, and he spins. He stays on his feet to the 36.
The closer.
What a huge play, because all of a sudden now the Jaguars had the ball in Josh Scobie's range with the ability to take that lead back from 2-5, which is what they did and ultimately won 24-19. And that's our Bud play of the game, brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. I want to remind you folks that you can score a touchdown when you call GEICO. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 800-947-AUTO today for your free rate quote. And this last mention for Denny's, the Playmaker card, folks, go get it. They're at participating Denny's locations. And you'll find out how you can win a Mega Jaguars fan experience at the December 23rd home game. No purchase is necessary. Big thanks today to J.P. Shadrick for his work on the sideline. Thanks especially with the injury to Derek Cox and to Jalen Parmalee. Appreciate you keeping us on top of all of those storylines, J.P. T.J. Strite, our home spotter, for making the trip in from Atlantic Beach. Certainly appreciate that. Also, our engineer, Scott Kushner. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. You never hear from him. He just smiles in the back and makes everything happen. And then there's the big smile of Tappan Joe Fortunato, ladies and gentlemen, constantly dancing his way through our broadcast. He's very good. Makes it look good. And we certainly appreciate him. For Jeff Loggeman, I'm Brian Sexton. Cole and Marco, have you from here. Final score, final time, 24-19. The Jaguars break a 7-game losing streak and are now heading for Buffalo. We'll take a break and return on the Jaguars Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Jags fans, put that cash back in your wallet and break out the all-new Jaguars Visa Check Card instead. Available only at EverBank. It's the card that yields to no one, and it's yours free when you open EverBank's Yield Pledge checking account. Be the complete fan. Claim your Jags card today at a local EverBank financial center near you. For more details, call 904-623-EVER. And to get a look at the card, go online. Go to everbank.com/JagsCard. EverBank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ho, ho, hike. The holidays are coming, Jaguars fans, and if you're looking for a great gift idea, then look no further than the Jaguars Holiday Gift Pack. Give the gift of the Jaguars with a holiday pack, including a game ticket for the Jaguars against the Jets on December 9th, or the Jaguars against the Patriots on December 23rd, plus an official Jaguars hat and t-shirt, and a Jaguars holiday card for that special Jaguar in your life. All that from just $60. Call 633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com for the perfect holiday gift.
If you want the most live college football, you need Xfinity from Comcast. You get ESPN Goal Line for all the best action on Saturday, and the Watch ESPN app to take the action wherever you go. This is college football on Xfinity. This is awesome. You can't get all that with satellite or UVerse, so switch to an Xfinity Double Play for just $79.99 a month for 6 months with the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
What a touchdown run. Jones breaking two tackles for a 30-yard score.
I'll tell you, even more impressive was the celebration in Tom Smith's living room. Just after the play, Smith poured everybody a Crown Royal to celebrate.
And look at those glasses come together. That's just sound fundamentals.
That's how you celebrate a great football moment.
That's going to make the highlight reel for sure.
Crown football's best moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Back on the Winn-Dixie postgame show, now from Jaguars Central, Cole Temper, Marco Coleman here, following the Jaguars 24-19 victory over the Tennessee Titans. The Jaguars rewards program now better than ever. While season ticket owners get all the great premium benefits like Teal Deals and the Gate Gas Redemption Program, it's now open to all Jaguars fans. Get great discounts, cash back, and register to win a trip to the Super Bowl. Visit Jaguars.com and click on the Jaguars Rewards logo to start earning your rewards today. This portion of the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show brought to you by the Insurance Office of America, transforming the insurance industry to serve you better. Marco Coleman, let's talk big picture here.
Yes, sir.
What did this mean the week that you make a change at quarterback, in essence, make the decision to go with Chad Henne? It was talked about, it was regardless of the health of Blaine Gabbert. Last week they pushed the Texans to overtime on the road. They come back, get their first home win, and you heard Jeff talking with some of the players about really embracing this as a reset for the rest of the season. Boy, it really feels like it would be an easy thing to do, to really focus on this. Now, the end game's going to be different, but, boy, when you get a win, you can convince yourself of a lot of things.
Oh, isn't it something but a win to do for you? Mm-hmm. It completely changes the whole complexion, not only just for the team, but for the fans. You figure for everyone that's been cheering, that's been out there practicing, the relief of just finally getting a win. And I think that, you know, ultimately it does well for the team in their, you know, in their psyche going into the next game. That's for sure, going up to Buffalo and feeling a lot confident about themselves. But it's still, you know, five more games to play. So I don't think that just like they didn't jump to a quick decision on pulling Gabbert, I don't think there's a quick decision now to just go ahead and say, yeah, Henne's our guy now. Because, like I said, just history has shown that, you know, Henne's had games like this, mm-hmm. but he's had some bad games too. So, you know, we got five more games to really assess what you got going on.
We mentioned in our pregame show, we want to see consistency, and that's really what you're looking for out of Chad Henne. You know that he physically can do it, and he's done it here and there. It's, can he do it? Can he start stringing these things together time and time again? You'd have to say, based on the basically, a full game last week almost, just mm-hmm. about, and then today, again, is it great? Is it, Brett Favre, John Elway, Peyton Manning level? No, but it's pretty darn good, and you can win a lot of games with a quarterback playing the way that Chad Henne has played the last 2 weeks.
And wide receivers that are making plays like these guys are doing right now, I think probably the thing that you see that's drastically different from when Gabbert was out there is the play of the wide receivers. Not necessarily shorts, but I'll say Mercedes and Blackmon. You know, you figure these last couple of weeks, Mercedes has some big catches and 10, 15-yard mm-hmm. plays that's kept drives going. And, I mean, Mr. Blackmon is looking as advertised now in these past couple of weeks, being aggressive. I mean, very physical wide receiver. I think, you know, how you have that, they call it like a rookie slump or whatnot mm-hmm. during the course of the season.
The rookie wall, right.
I think he's gotten past that now. I think he's at a point, he looks stronger now at this point of the season than he's looked at any point during the season.
Sometimes what happens for receivers in terms of a rookie wall is that you do so much and you come in and maybe people don't know what to expect from you. Then they figure out after you get a couple of games worth of film. And then the receiver's got to realize, and maybe this is on his own, maybe it's by another player, maybe it's by coaching, he's got to realize that this is the NFL, and you're not going to be able just to out-physical everybody every time. It doesn't work that way in the NFL like you could in college. And then you have to make that change and start really applying yourself and becoming a pro about mm-hmm. how you're running routes and how you're setting up your cuts in and out of routes and that sort of thing.
And have your body
making
prepared.
Getting your body ready, getting mm-hmm. your mind ready, all those things in the week leading up to the game. And now we've seen that. And incidentally, today, Justin Blackmon broke Pete Mitchell's rookie receiving yards record, team record, went over 538 yards. A record that
Pete's my man, but I don't know if that's significant.
Well, only that, only to say this. And Pete was a tight end, remember?
Exactly.
Great hands
that's my guy.
Yeah, and the difference being, this is the first time that a rookie receiver has had a real impact of any kind of significance in the history of the Jaguars.
Yeah, right.
Despite all the, you know, Jimmy Smith obviously wasn't here as a rookie. Keenan McCardell wasn't here as a rookie. But you go through all the rest of them.
Yeah,
Matt Jones, Reggie Williams, Ernest Wilford.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. And Blackman's made that biggest impact thus far. So, you know, as he approaches 600 yards in his rookie year here with five more games to go, if he can be in the 700-800 yard range, I think he'd be pretty pleased with particularly because he's finished. It looks like he's going to finish strong.
Yeah, like I said, he looks stronger in these past couple games. Here it is in week 10 and 11 than he did in the first couple of weeks. He doesn't look like he's confused. He looks like he's more sure of himself. And when he gets the ball in his hands, right now, he's just as good as any other wide receiver in the league after the catch. Just as good.
You need a truck that works for you even when you're not working. The 2012 Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup truck that fits your lifestyle. See your Southern Chevy dealer today, proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Going to come back and talk about the pass protection and what that meant for Chad Henne today, because it wasn't what it was a week ago. Jaguars have some work to do in that regard. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Winn-Dixie postgame show after the Jaguars win it 24-19 over the Titans. More to come on the Winn-Dixie postgame show right here on Jaguars Radio.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
The Senate Intelligence Committee says CIA Director David Petraeus definitely called the incident an act of terrorism.
News Talk WOKV.
Welcome to the boat!
Our hardcore customers started a movement to bring back the stacks with fan pages, videos, and even some disturbing calls.
Bring back the stacks or else.
They rallied for the grilled creations, which are filled with all-natural chicken or grass-fed steaks.
Stacks!
Along with Moe's Famous Queso, fresh veggies, shredded cheese, and two crispy corn tortillas. Well, thanks to our fans, some who even got tattoos.
Ow, ow, ow!
The stacks are back. Swing by Moe's Southwest Grill today to build yours.
Competition. It brings out the best in all of us. Makes us work harder, dig deeper, and smash through adversity. As proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars, your Southern Chevy dealers are inspired to bring greatness not just on Sunday, but every day. For dependability, there's the legendary Silverado. For that extra mile, there's Malibu Eco, with an EPA-estimated 37 mpg highway. The winning drive starts now, Jacksonville. Come along for the ride at your Southern Chevy dealers.
Tired tires, we fix that. Random rattle, we fix that. Check engine light, we fix that. And we fix it for less at Tire Kingdom. Tire Kingdom will beat any other tire store's price on the same tire, or Tire Kingdom will pay you $200. Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, Bridgestone, Yokohama, and more. Tire Kingdom will beat the price on the same tire or pay you $200. Rules apply. See store for details. Tire Kingdom, we fix that.
You driving to the game?
But I always drive to the game.
Yeah, and? You know why.
The gas thing again?
What? Fuel prices are outrageous.
Not if you take advantage of Winn-Dixie fuel perks. When you buy our tailgating favorites like mouth-watering ribs, juicy burgers, and fresh deli sides, you'll automatically save so much you might actually give me a ride to the game.
Fuel prices are up, but that doesn't need to bring you down. For every $50 you spend on groceries, you'll earn 5 cents off per gallon. And for even greater savings, look for bonus fuel perks on select items. Shop Winn-Dixie, the official supermarket of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Step into Shoe Carnival, a new kind of shoe shopping experience. Step into brand name style, Adidas, New Balance, and Skechers. Step into spinning and winning, on-the-spot savings, on top of unreal prices. Deal after deal, the gotta-have-it pair for you and everyone in your family. Reebok, Clarks, Dockers, Asics, and more. Step into the office, the weekend, and night out. Exactly what you want and just what you need. Step into Shoe Carnival and step out of boring. Head to ShoeCarnival.com to find a store near you.
All you football fans with a credit card, listen up. ViStar's Visa Platinum Option Cards offer some of the lowest rates around. Plus, you can choose the combination of features that you like best. Want a low rate? Sure. Reward points? No problem. Cash back? Done. And of course, there are no annual fees, transaction fees, or inactivity fees. So apply after the game. Low rates, no gimmicks, no fees. ViStar Credit Cards. We never forget that it's your money. Member NCUA. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Try Sonny's Chicken and Ribs, only $10.99. You get a heap and helping of barbecue chicken and sweet and smoky ribs, plus two of your favorite sidekicks and garlic bread or cornbread, all for only $10.99. Sonny's the first name in barbecue. All right, let's focus a little bit on one of the issues the Jaguars had was not positive today. That is pass protection. They gave up 7 sacks. It looked to me at first glance, and I'll have to go back and review the game, but it really looked like most of those sacks were created when Tennessee brought different pressures. Didn't look like the Jaguars were communicating well or were on the same page in terms of covering the blitz.
Yeah, this didn't seem like they were all on the same page. And I think everyone had to take onus of it. The offensive line, the running backs when they were in there blocking, and even some of the quarterback. It may be a thing with Henne being in, not getting the protections where they need to be on every count. But I guess that's something you're going to have to get. You'll prone to getting when you get a new quarterback in there. But it was unbelievable, the type of as many sacks as he took. But he did a good job of taking it, you know, and then coming right back and still being able to perform.
You know, it's interesting. It's surprising that with a veteran center like Brad Meester, who's seen it all, that you would have, you know, protection issues happening. You mentioned that sometimes the quarterback has a role in making that call too, and you've got so maybe that's one of the explanations. But we didn't see it last week against a very good Houston defense that you know was number two in the league coming in. This, you're talking about a team in the Titans that was 30th in the National Football League coming into this game that had only 16 sacks all year, and they get seven today.
And it's changed the whole complexion of their thought process about the sacks. But they bring it with pressure. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about the Texans last week. They were just coming with four. Very suddenly did you see them bring an extra guy in the – they said, you know, they have stout enough defensive linemen where that's not necessary. But the Texans, it wasn't about the front four. It was about them bringing that pressure, and the Jags just didn't communicate properly enough to stop to prevent so many sacks.
You know, it's interesting. Chad Henne today, despite those sacks, had his quarterback rating over 100. It's the first time he's had that since 2010 when he was with the Miami Dolphins. And, again, it's just interesting, given the opportunity. Sometimes you see guys, they were talking a little bit about it on pregame and asking, you know, who is – really become an established quarterback after they leave the team that drafts them. And, you know, Rich Gannon is a guy that jumps to mind. That happened much later in his career. Brian was mentioning Jim Plunkett, Steve Young. Certainly that happened in a little different situation there. But, you know, Kurt Warner took forever to find his place. And, again, these are all the big success stories, and I'm not sitting here telling you that Chad Henne is going to be a future Hall of Famer. But sometimes you need to be in a different situation. Sometimes a change of scenery does you good, and sometimes you mature as a player when you have a little different perspective.
And it helps to have a Cecil Shorts and them young guys.
Sir.
I mean, you can't say enough about how these guys, they'll take a 6-yard pass and turn it into a 50-yard play. I mean, those are the things that you don't really recognize, but it goes on a quarterback stat sheet also to make it seem like it's even – a bigger deal. He's just efficient. You figure 17 of 26, 65% completion ratio. I'm pretty sure he'll take that all the time. I mean, 108 on the passer rating. He had, you know, two touchdowns. It was a really good day for Chad Henne. If he can have that type of consistency, and that's all he had to do, and get a little bit better defensive play, then this team is all of a sudden is a legitimate contender for the playoffs.
Yeah, not this year. They're
not this year,
back.
But next year. Those type of stats.
Together.
Yeah, those type of stats.
You can compete with playoff teams.
You can compete. Yes, you can.
All right, we'll take time out. Come back, talk about the defense. Winn-Dixie postgame show continues. Get a great deal on a Ford F-150 during truck month at your local Southern Ford dealers. More to come on the Winn-Dixie postgame show right after this timeout here on the Jaguars Radio Network.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Heading to the Jaguars away games this season? Take advantage of the Jack's Airport Frequent Parking Program, Jack's Passport.
This program gets you automatic access to airport parking facilities, points towards free parking, and big discounts at airport vendors and many local businesses.
Go all in at flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com. Be sure you have Bubba Burger in your lineup. Bubba Burger is the number one frozen burger in the country and comes in many delicious varieties, including original, sweet onion, certified Angus beef, jalapeno, and the new turkey Bubba Burger. Bubba Burgers cook in 10 minutes or less, straight from your freezer to your grill. The official burger of your Jacksonville Jaguars. With Bubba Burger and the Jags, it's a touchdown every time. Make sure to stop by Bubba Burger at Everbank Field during Jaguars home games.
Welcome back, Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here after the Jaguars win at home for the first time this year, 24-19 over the Tennessee Titans. Jaguars give up 110 yards rushing on the ground, 250 through the air overall. Jake Locker threw for 261, and then they had the one sack for 11 yards. Chris Johnson averaged 3.8 yards a carry, 21 carries, 80 yards, never really completely got off on things. Had a couple little bursts, had a 31-yard run and another one on a catch that he caught out of the backfield that helped set up a field goal, a 22-yard gainer. But for a guy who'd been coming in really red hot in terms of running the football, Jaguars did a pretty decent job on CJ2K.
Yeah, you can tell it was a definite effort to decide if the Titans were going to get them, were going to beat them, was going to have to be done by Locker. I was impressed by the way the defense held themselves up in the red zone. You know, you figure the Titans were able to move the ball pretty much all game, but holding them to the field goals and not allowing touchdowns every time they got close, I thought that was a pretty good job by those guys, being having a very good opportunistic defense.
Now, the thing that was really an issue for the Jaguars, didn't get any pressure. Again, mentioned the one sack. I know when you have a rookie quarterback, you want to make, you know, kind of keep things in front and not necessarily give them a chance to make a big play that'll turn a game, as was going today. But boy, the Jaguars, they're just not winning a lot of one-on-one battles in the trenches right now.
Right, and I don't think it has to do with how the, and me personally as a defensive lineman playing it for 14 seasons, that in and out. When you're just playing musical defensive linemen, you don't give anyone a chance to actually develop some type of get a feel for who they're going against. I mean, you can ask. I've been in the room with some of the best, you know, Bruce Smith, great pass rushers, mm-hmm. you know, and you ask all of them, they'll tell you it's not the first or second quarter. It's in that third, fourth quarter when they've had an opportunity to work a couple moves, see what the guy is giving them. To now, I'm ready to really get at him. You know, and when you're just throwing a guy in there, here and there, that concept, I'm really not a fan of myself.
You also have to balance keeping guys fresh, though.
Hey, man, the San Francisco 49ers, they don't roll guys. You know, they bring a guy more stout in the, for the run or whatnot. Let me say, man,
earlier this year, when you had guys like Chick and Selvey and Lane out, Jaguars were thin on the defensive line. They weren't getting any pressure there either.
Right.
So I'm just not buying the excuse that they're either not that they're not playing them enough or playing them too much. I think they're just not winning those
matches. They're just not winning. Well, I mean, I agree with you in that regard for sure. But I think that you give a guy a better chance. If now I can look you in the eye, play after play after play, and see what's going on, you know, and be able to really battle. You don't give them that opportunity. I guess I'm kind of old school. I mean, I like being able to line up, and it's me and this guy for four quarters. And when it's over, we're going to see who won. You can't actually say that now when you got three or four different guys going against an offensive lineman. Who really won? You don't get a chance that way. You don't get a chance that way.
It wasn't working without giving a break, and it's not working with giving a break.
It just might be you need some new guys.
somebody can win some one-on-one match. It just was not happening at all today. On the good side defensively, we mentioned stopping, containing Chris Johnson for the most part today. Also, making some plays when they really needed to. And I think based on how things have gone this year for the Jaguars, a lot of folks there at the end of the ball game or, with 3 minutes left after the Jaguars went three plays and out after the Titans had marched, you know, it was 21-12.
Mm-hmm.
Then suddenly, bang, 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 Titans come back downfield, make it 21-19. Jaguars go three and out, including getting sacked on 3rd and 10. And you think, oh, here we go. Tennessee, all they need is a field goal to go ahead. And yet, the Jaguars make a play. Russell Allen with the tip. Dwight Lowry with the interception. That turns into a field goal. Jaguars get it back. Then Mike Harris cinches it at the end. But you know, that interception by Dwight Lowry on the tip by Russell Allen, very timely play.
Huge play. I mean, that's what this game is all about. It's about making plays. And they came up with the plays in the moments when they were most needed. And that's the name of the game, playmaking. I mean, you look at it on the offensive side of the ball. Those guys made plays. The big plays. Big plays win games. Big plays.
We'll take time out when we come back. The Sexton summary also still to come here on the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. We will have the protector of the game, the coverage of the game, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. More to come on the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show after the Jaguars' 24-19 victory over the Tennessee Titans. More to come after this timeout on Jaguars Radio.
The 12 iPads of Christmas is back, and we are doubling down. Each winner gets a new full-size Retina display iPad and a new iPad mini. Register now on WOKV.com. Get the link while you're on Facebook.
Is knee pain impacting your life? You may be a candidate for Makoplasty Partial Knee Resurfacing from Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute and Baptist Health. This innovative treatment can restore your knee and your life using advanced robotic technology. The damaged part of the knee is resurfaced and replaced with a small implant that's sized and positioned just for you. This gives you a better range of motion and a more natural feeling knee. And because this partial knee procedure is minimally invasive, it requires a smaller incision with a much faster recovery time than total knee replacement. If you have early to mid-stage osteoarthritis and haven't found relief from anti-inflammatory medicine or other treatments, learn more about partial knee resurfacing from Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Don't suffer from knee pain. We're taking appointments now. Call 904-202-5633. That's 202-5633.
With Denny's in your starting lineup, you can be a winner. That's because just like a playmaker on the field, America's Diner is always open. Now, when you visit Denny's between October 26th and December 7th, you've got a chance to score a mega Jaguars fan experience at the December 23rd home game. Just pick up your Denny's Playmaker card and get it stamped for breakfast, lunch, and twice for dinner. And drop your card in the entry box located at participating locations only. Denny's, America's Diner is always open. No purchase necessary. See in-store rules for details.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk WOKV. Depend on it.
The WOKV web meteor is a 7. Clear this evening through tonight. It's going to be chilly. A low of 36 degrees, near 40 right along the coast. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. A beautiful day with a high of 70. Clear tomorrow night, not as cold. Low of 48. And Tuesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine. High reaching 68 degrees. Mostly sunny Wednesday. High again 68. I'm AccuWeather with meteorologist Brett Anderson. News Talk WOKV. Welcome back, Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Bueller Swiss Watch Company, proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watches are available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville, the Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, the Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. Time now for the Metro PCS Sexton Summary. The highlights and lowlights of today's game through the calls of the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton. Things did not start very well for the Jaguars. First snap from scrimmage. Ball tipped and intercepted by Ultron Werner. Jaguars gave it up. Tennessee got it, but would have to settle for a 38-yard Rob Barona's field goal. Tennessee led it 3-0. Two possessions later, the Jaguars would mount a long drive. 12 plays, 75 yards, 7 minutes, 19 seconds off the first quarter clock, and included a 21-yard pickup by Justin Blackman, a 23-yard hookup from Chad Henne to Mercedes Lewis, and facing third and goal from the one, the Jaguars took the lead.
And here's the handoff and running to the left side. Jennings moves and spins and turns. He got in. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Boy, it took a lot of effort, but he finally crossed the goal line, and the Jaguars have a 6-3 lead here at Everbank Field.
7-3 after the extra point by Josh Scobie. It was just the second time all year the Jaguars had led. First time was against Cincinnati when they had a 7-3 lead against the Bengals before the Bengals turned things on. Jaguars would go to the halftime locker room with a 7-6 lead, and after forcing a Tennessee punt, Jacksonville would march right downfield on the first possession of the third quarter. 6 plays, 75 yards. Jalen Parmalee would convert a 3rd-and-1 on a run, and then 3rd-and-7 from the 41-yard line. The Jaguars found another big play.
And he takes the snap, 4-man rush. Good protection. He'll turn and throw. He's got a receiver. Cecil's got it. He's on the run. He's going to the end zone. 10-5. Touchdown, Cecil Shorts.
59 yards for Cecil Shorts on the way to another 100-yard receiving game for Shorts. That made it a 14-6 ball game. It was 14-9 after Baronis kicked another field goal, his third of the ball game, from 39 yards out this time. And as the third quarter came to a close, the Jaguars had a 14-9 lead. It was cut to 14-12 when Baronis made from 33 yards out. Just a 2-point game, but the Jaguars would respond. 8 plays, 80 yards, including a 33-yard hook at the Cecil Shorts that was aided by a roughing the passer call. Then on 3rd-and-9, the Jaguars went downfield. Justin Blackman, a 23-yard gain and a first down. Then 2nd-and-goal from the 7, the Jaguars went back up top.
4 receivers, 2nd-and-goal from the 7. And he plants, looks, turns, throws. He's got Blackman, and Blackman's fighting for the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Justin Blackman with a touchdown, making a 21-12 ball game, and you thought, hey, this thing's going to be an easy ride, but it was not to be. It took only a minute 53 for Tennessee to march 78 yards and to get the game to within a two-point contest when Jake Locker found Kenny Britt for the touchdown. Then the Jaguars went three plays and out, and a lot of uh-ohs were heard around Everbank Field. But those uh-ohs were turned to cheers on this play.
There's the snap. Blitz is coming. Locker turns and throws. And this one is tipped and intercepted. And going back the other way. It's Dwight Lowry. He's got blockers. And he gets to the 40. And he spins. He stays on his feet to the 36.
The closer. The closer comes up huge, making the interception.
Dwight Lowry with the pickoff. And with 2:40 to go, the Jaguars were able to set up Josh Scobie for a 41-yard field goal. Make it 24-19 with 24 seconds left. The Titans were desperate in the end, and the Jaguars' defense would make one more play to close it out.
Locker in the shotgun with Chris Johnson. Takes the snap and drops, rolling to his right. Wants to plant, come back, and throws this one as far down the field as he can. And this one will be tipped and intercepted. Is that Lowry again? No, it's Mike Harris, the rookie from Florida State. And the Jaguars sealed the deal with a 24-19 win over the Tennessee Titans.
24-19 the final. That was the Metro PCS Sexton summary with no signed contracts. Metro PCS lets you unlimit yourself. Jaguars go to 2-9 on the season, snap a 7-game losing streak, and get their first home win of 2012. We'll come back, name the protector of the game and the coverage of the game. This is the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show here on Jaguars Radio.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Highs closer to 70 degrees, and again a high around 70 for Thanksgiving Day with sunshine.
News Talk WOKV.
Depend on it.
At Brooks Rehabilitation, we provide the most complete care to help you achieve the best recovery possible. In addition to our rehabilitation hospital, we offer outpatient therapy, home health care, and skilled nursing. We're here to support you at every stage of your recovery. Brooks Rehabilitation is more than therapy. It's about seeing your life in a whole new way. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Hear that? It's the sound of Farah and Farah going the extra mile when you've been injured in an accident. I'm Eddie Farah. If your car is totaled, you're entitled to receive the fair market value of your car, including sales tax. Our goal is to get you that fair value. And it's a service we provide free of charge when we represent you. Call 396-5555. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
Score the ultimate game day experience at Winn-Dixie during the Tailgate with a Jaguar sweepstakes. Every time you purchase two participating tailgating items, you're automatically entered for a chance to win an incredible tailgating prize package, including tickets to a Jags game and a VIP pregame party. Plus, you'll have a chance to play our Bag It and Win game on field. Sweepstakes sponsored by Rotel, Tostitos, Cape Cod Chips, Ritz Crackers, Bud Light, and Dr. Pepper. No purchase necessary. For official rules and details, visit winndixie.com/jaguars.
Jaguars fans, there's nothing like seeing the Jaguars at home. And thanks to NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the next home game. Just text JAGUARS to 842538. That's right, just text JAGUARS to 842538. And good luck. No purchase necessary. You can also enter at Ticketmaster.com/JAGUARS. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
This holiday season, taste the sweet side of Burger King with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls and Gingerbread Cookie Shake and Sundae. Come in for the world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls, baked fresh daily, filled with the world's best cinnamon, and covered in rich, creamy frosting. And for a limited time only, savor the deliciousness of the new Gingerbread Cookie Shake or the Gingerbread Cookie Sundae, inspired by a classic holiday favorite. Now the sweetest way to celebrate the holidays is at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If you need treatment for your sports injuries or neuromusculoskeletal complaints such as headache, neck, and back pain, use the team chiropractors of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Rouse Chiropractic Clinic and Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine. Rouse Chiropractic Clinic is located across the street from JU and can be reached at 904-743-6700. Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine is located in San Marco and can be reached at 904-731-3000. Rouse Chiropractic Clinic and Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine. The team chiropractors of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Culpepper, Marco Coleman here. I think the printing of the T-shirts should begin. Henny Given Sunday.
Oh, baby. Henny Given Sunday. Just give him a couple more weeks, man.
Hey, he leads the Jaguars to the victory and snaps the seven-game losing skid.
Well, they both got the same amount of wins between him and Gabbert, at least for this season so far.
So far. We'll see how it all plays out. Time now to name the protector of the game. It's brought to you by the Insurance Office of America. Who's your protector of the game in a game where the Jaguars didn't protect as well as they would like?
You know, I stay impressed with Mr. Uchiwaneri. I mean, he pulls around, man, on that touchdown with Rashard. He came around him and cleared the way. I'm going to have to go with Uchiwaneri and his physical offensive line play.
All right, time now for the Baptist Health coverage of the game. Baptist Health, depend on us for life. The coverage of the game.
I'm not sure if it was actually coverage, but an actual really good play in the passing game. It's that one that sealed the deal with Russell Allen, the tip, and then the interception by Lowry. Big play in the game. Big play.
All right, that's our coverage of the game. And when we come back, the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show will bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's a weekend to be thankful. Thanksgiving in the books. Leftovers probably still in the refrigerator, if you're anything like my house. No, you've destroyed
we had to get rid of it. It's time to go.
I might celebrate tonight with a little leftover turkey and break out the turkeys and the white bread and go to town on that thing.
Yeah, we shut it down. That's enough.
Winn-Dixie Postgame Show continues right here on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The Jaguars have a home field advantage at EverBank Field. And when it comes to mortgages, you'll have a home field advantage at EverBank. That's because EverBank has local service with a dedicated mortgage specialist and loan processor under the same roof. EverBank's mortgage specialists are ready to help guide you to a great deal on a fixed or adjustable rate, FHA, VA, or jumbo loan. So take advantage of the historic low mortgage rates and get a home field advantage with EverBank today. Visit your local financial center, call 623-4000, or visit everbank.com. Equal housing lender.
Some people say travel isn't what it used to be. Well, I think travel is what you make it, so I made it better.
The Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express? Sure, it earns you miles, but what you'll really appreciate is everything it does to make traveling on Delta a little bit easier. Like when you get to the airport, you get a free checked bag on any Delta flight every time you fly. And then when you're at the gate, you get on board sooner with priority boarding. So you can get to your seat, settle in, and do, well, whatever you want. And once you're on your way, you'll even save on drinks, movies, games. You know, the little things that make your flight more relaxing. Call 1-866-524-MX to apply now. You can earn 30,000 bonus miles. With a $0 introductory annual fee for the first year, then it's $95.
Can your card make getting there a little bit easier? My card can.
Jaguars fans, start your engines. It's Jags and checkered flags. The Jaguars have teamed up with the Daytona International Speedway to create a unique new ticket package. You'll see the Jaguars host the Patriots on December 23rd and the Daytona Shootout on February 16th for just $99. Each package includes a ticket and a meal deal for both events. Plus, you'll be entered into a drawing for pregame and pre-race passes. Put your pedal to the metal and call 904-633-2000 or visit Jaguars.com today. Welcome back to the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show. Marco Coleman is going to deliver it. Here comes the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The best thing of the day was the win. Second win of the season. First win at home this year. Stops the seven-game losing streak. Everybody in Jacksonville, woo, woo, woo. We got to win, baby. That's a good thing. Bad was, hey, we got a quarterback that's doing a pretty good job. Got to keep him upright. Seven sacks is just not good. Now, however, it needs to be corrected, whether the communication, actually just making the blocks, it's got to get done if you want to have a quarterback that's going to last, or we're going to see Palmer a little sooner than what we probably want to see him, if at all. You know, so, ugly, last in the league in sacks. 13 sacks, including the day over the season. There's three guys in the league that have more sacks than the entire team. And you call his team the Rushman. I mean, that's what the four linemen, that's their label. It's not defensive linemen, they're called the Rushman. And they're not getting any rush. I mean, it's not so much just the sacks. but not sometimes not even pressure, not consistent pressure. You can deal with not getting the sacks if you can consistently pressure the quarterback. These guys haven't been able to do it. And not just the four rushmen, but the blitz. These guys come on blitzes, and unless they're scot-free, they're just not getting there. Pass rush has got to get better, or it's going to be a sad – just not going to be good. We see the really, really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, the rookie quarterback, it's one thing. Second-year quarterback, it's another. When you start seeing – Tom Brady, a little bit later on in the season, you got to get some kind of pressure on
that. Got to get something done. Got to get that quarterback on the ground.
But, Marco, the Jaguars have won, snapping a 7-game losing skid.
Yes, sir.
You'll take it.
All day.
And we will talk about it. Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show is coming up next. Jaguars win it 24-19 over the Tennessee Titans. Who better than to snap the streak against the Titans? Jaguars next week will head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. For now, though, Chad Henne, Cecil Shorts, Justin Blackman and company. Get it done today. Shorts goes for over 100 yards. Blackman has a touchdown catch in 5 receptions. Henne, a quarterback rating of 108 as the Jaguars win it 24-19 over the Titans. Jaguars no longer tied for the worst record of the National Football League. Kennedy Coleman can celebrate. The Chiefs lost today. They're 1-10. Jaguars now 2-9. And feeling like maybe there's a little bit of momentum to be built here at the end of the year, finish on an upturn, and try to carry over to next season as well. Thanks for listening to the Winn-Dixie postgame show. Coming up next, Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. We'll take your calls and tweets and talk about the Jaguars' victory over the Titans 24-19, the final score.